Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning I am excited that we are going to be concluding this series on being positioned and living life in the unknown. This month we have been talking about being in the place, in the position that God has you in, but yet it's an unknown place to you, an unfamiliar place, which at times can cause uncomfort. It can cause a little bit of loneliness. It can cause a little bit of maybe stress sometimes. But this month we have been talking about some things that we can do to keep ourselves focused while we are in the position that God has us in. The Lord has been doing a lot of great things in a lot of our lives. And sometimes it can even be scary when we begin to allow God to take total control of our lives. And when we begin to let up on trying to control what happens in our lives or where we are in our lives, and just allowing God to do what he does, sometimes it can be a little bit scary. But this month, we have been talking from Ruth chapter 2, and we've just been discussing how Ruth, she left her country. She wanted to follow her mother-in-law. She accepted her mother-in-law's God. And so she is the only person from her country that is in Bethlehem. And so she has to learn the culture. She has to know how things work. She has to know how they talk. She has to know how they think. She has to know how they work. And these are things that she has to learn for herself. And so we've been talking about her being in this position, and she is living her life in an unknown place, an unknown environment around unknown people. And that's what God is doing in some of our lives. He has positioned us in a place to where he has placed us around some people that are unfamiliar to us. He has placed us in an unknown culture. And he has us doing some work that we have never been before. He is causing us to step out on our faith and do the work that he has called for us to do. He is truly causing us to trust him in this season. And so we've been talking about us being in that position and understand that when we are in the position that God has us in, there's nothing that anyone can do to remove us from that position except for ourselves. If God has placed you in a position and you are supposed to be doing what he has called you to do, no one on the outside can remove you. It's only you that can remove yourself when you don't do what the Lord wants you to do. And so this month, I hope that you have been encouraged and you have learned some principles that you can follow to help you in going through these unknown seasons. I want everyone to know that even though I host these shows, I'm actually going through the same things that I'm speaking about. And so I'm speaking from experience. And a lot of times I'm in position, but I don't get it right a lot of times. And so I don't want you to become discouraged if you haven't gotten it right, if you've messed up. I want you to pick yourself back up, get with God, and just move forward from there. We don't get it right all the time, but that's why we have the Holy Spirit in us to convict us and show us what we have done wrong. And then we also have the Word of God that shows us how to live our daily lives. So today we are going to conclude in Ruth chapter 2, verses 20 through 23, in this series on being positioned and living life in the unknown. I just want everybody to know that on the 28th of this month will mark 5 months that we have been on the air, that we have started. We launched on January the 28th, and to date, we have had 1,077 listens to the show. So I really, really, really would like to thank everyone. We are not even 5 months in yet, and you guys have been phenomenal in support and the vision that God has given me. This is all for his glory, none for my glory. And I just pray that as you listen to the shows and as you share the shows with your friends and even just talk about some of the topics, that you guys are blessed through the Word of God. And so let's look at verse 20 in Ruth chapter 2. So it says, the Lord bless him, Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead, she added. That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers. So Ruth had come back to her mother-in-law, and she had so much food left over. She had so much that she was able to glean from being with Boaz that her mother-in-law was in shock. If we can think of Naomi, when we started this series in chapter 1, Naomi did not want to be called Naomi anymore. She wanted to be called Mara, which meant bitter because she had lost her husband. She had lost her sons. And so now it was just her and Ruth who had come back from Bethlehem. And so if we look at Naomi now compared to when she first started off, we would see that there's a change, a difference in her attitude. And so when we are in an unknown season, we cannot lose hope. We see that in chapter 1, Naomi had lost hope because she lost her husband and she lost her son. Her husband was her protector, her provider, and then when the husband died, it would have been her son to move in that position. And so she had lost hope. She did not think that she would be able to have any other family come into her, bring any other children into her family line. She thought that it was over because she couldn't conceive. She said that she was too old to conceive to give Ruth a husband to be able to bear fruit. But yet we see in this chapter, in verse 20, that Naomi has a different attitude. We see that although she went through this loss and although she had some things taken from her, because favor has been shown to Ruth, the person that is in position, the person that steps outside of their comfort zone, because favor has been shown to Ruth, she caused Naomi to feel like she had hope. Now she had hope because she also acknowledged that he is our kinsman redeemer. She has hope now because there is someone that is in the family line that can keep her line going. A kinsman redeemer was someone that would buy back a family's property, or if a family line was going to be destroyed or ended, that kinsman redeemer would tap in and he would take over so that family line would not be destroyed. So Boaz was not just providing barley and allowing Ruth to glean from his field and providing her with food. He was also that person that was able to save that family line. And so we cannot lose hope when we are in the position that God has us in, and it seems like everyone else around us is being blessed and all we are doing is gleaning off of other people. We have to have hope in Jesus, because when we are in the position that he has us in, he is going to provide us with everything that we need. He is our kinsman redeemer. He has bought us with a price. And so when we do the work that he has for us to do, when we are in the position that he has for us to be in, there is nothing that anyone else can do to take what God has for us from us. And so she acknowledged that he has continually showed favor to the living and the dead. There are going to be some things and some people that die out of your life, but God is still going to bless you with what you need to get the work done. We cannot continue to stay focused on those things and people, those places that God has removed us from, when God has a better thing in store for us. God says, do not lose hope, because I have a plan for you. My hand is on your life, and what I am going to do is far greater than what you are going through in this season. I have chosen you to be in this particular position so that you can get all that I have for you, so that you can go through the process, so that you can see my glory, and so that my glory will be shown to others. And so we cannot lose hope. God is providing for us. He is providing to us. He is providing to us blessings from people that we did not even think would bless us. God is providing to us blessings from people that are praying for us that we would not even think would be praying for us. God is providing us with people that we are able to bless that we did not even think we would be able to bless. God is that he has set this thing up for you so good that you cannot mess. The only way that you can mess it up is if you step outside of what God is doing in your life. When you start trying to figure out what God is doing, then you will lose hope. You can only hope in God if you trust him. And you cannot have hope in him and trust him if you are trying to figure it out on your own. And so you cannot continue to look at what you have lost. You need to look at where you are now and what you have gained. It may not be what you had, but you better thank God for it and look to your future, because God is blessing you. And he's not only blessing you, but he's blessing you to bless others. And so as he is blessing you to bless others, they will see the glory. They will see the mercy. They will see the favor of God on your life. They will see that the true, genuine God is in you. They will be able to discern that God has his hand hand on you and he is blessing you. But again, you have to have hope in Jesus in order not to lose hope. This thing is not about us. Ruth did not know anything about a kinsman redeemer. She decided on her own that she was going to leave her country, her people. She wanted to leave all of that to go with Naomi to embrace her God and her people. And so when we are ready to leave, when we leave what that stuff that we're comfortable with, that place that we're comfortable with, that mindset that we're comfortable with, when we leave that and really embrace what God is doing in our lives, then we won't lose hope. Naomi had hope now. Even though she had lost her husband and her son, she went through a season where she lost hope. But now she sees the kinsman redeemer. There have been some of us where we have lost hope because while we are in position, in the position that God had us in, we were trying to figure things out for our own. And so we lost hope because we were too busy looking at everybody else and what they are doing and what God has given them instead of embracing the place where we were. We were probably missing out on blessings that God has for us looking at other people, but what God is saying is keep looking at me. I have positioned you. I will continue to provide for you. I will continue to protect you. I will continue to bless you for you to be a blessing. My glory and favor will be seen on your life, but you can only keep hope in him. Hope is only through Jesus. There is no other way. We have to trust in him with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. We have to stop trying to figure this thing out. Allow God to do what he does. When he positions you, follow his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us to lead us and guide us in truth. And we have the word of God that is there to help us to connect with the Holy Spirit that is in us that will lead us and guide us. And when our mind begins to start getting confused and we start getting confused and frustrated with things, it's because we're trying to figure it out. We cannot have hope in Christ trying to figure out the process that he has for us. Our hope is in him, so we should get the process for him. And what we should be doing is moving in the flow that he has for us. So we cannot lose hope in an unknown season, in an unknown place, regardless of what it looks like around you. We cannot lose hope. He continued to provide for them, and Naomi acknowledged it. She said, he has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. And you know what? She didn't say that until Ruth came back with some of the blessing. Some of us are waiting to see the blessing before we have hope. But we need to get hope now. We don't have to wait until we see the blessing in order for us to acknowledge or in order for us to embrace hope in Christ. We have to have hope now. If you believe that he has positioned you, if you believe that you are his child, we have to have hope in him now. We cannot wait until things start coming in and we are seeing the fruit. We have to wait until we have to get that hope now. We cannot wait. God has positioned you in this season, in this place. He is ready for others to see the favor of God on your life. He is ready for others to see the glory of God on your life. And it's not just about you. He took you from and where he's brought you to and where he is taking you. God has positioned you. But we must continue to have hope in him. We cannot have hope in ourselves. We cannot have hope in our job. We cannot have hope in our church. We cannot have hope in our pastors. We cannot have hope in our husband or wife, our boyfriend or girlfriend, our friends. We have to have hope in Christ. When you are in an unknown season, hope in him is the only way to be. He is our kinsman redeemer. He is our savior. He has bought us with a price, so we belong to him. We work for him. Everything we do should be for him. Everything we say should be for him. But we have to have hope in him. Let's look at 21 and 22. It says, then Ruth the Moabite said, he even said to me, stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain. Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it will be good for you, my daughter, to go with his girls because in someone else's field you might be harmed. Because in someone else's field you might be harmed. And so in order for us to live life in the unknown, we can't lose hope, but we also can't leave our guide.
He has continually provided for Ruth, and he allowed her to stay in his field. But he also told, and he also, let me back up, she was gleaning, picking up the leftovers, but then he told them, leave some extra for her. Don't just leave the little parts that fall off, but drop some extra, you know, just for her, and do not embarrass her. This is what I have for her. So he had blessed her with even more. But now he is saying, he has told her that he wants her to stay with his girls. He said, I want you to stay with my girls. He said, I want you to stay with my workers until they have finished harvesting all my grain. So not some of my grain, not most, but all. And so we cannot lose our guy. He is there to protect her. It says, in someone else's field, Naomi told Ruth, in someone else's field, you might be harmed. And so we cannot leave our guide when we are in an unknown season. We have to understand that when we step outside of the position that God has us in, we are opening ourselves up to the enemy. We are opening ourselves up for him to come in into our mind. And once he comes into our mind, it goes everywhere else. We have to stay in the position that God has us in and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus told Peter and Andrew, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He did not tell them how he was going to do it. He didn't tell them when, where, what they were going to be doing. He just said, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That's the direction that some of us get. The Lord gives us one part of directive, and we want to figure everything else out. But all he did was said, come follow me. And that's what we have to do. We have to follow Jesus. In John 10:27, it says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And so if we are his sheep, we are to follow him. We continue to see this word, follow, follow, follow. And we cannot leave our guide, because when the Lord places us in position and we leave our guide, we are opening ourselves up to become distracted from the purpose and the plan that God has for us. But when we follow our guide, we are protected. We are provided for. We are acknowledging to him that, Lord, I thank you for even placing me in this position. I am your sheep, Lord, and I know your voice, God. I am following you. I will do whatever it is that you want me to do, because I acknowledge that this is not about me. It is all about you. And so wherever you send me, I will go, Lord. Wherever you tell me not to go, Lord, I will not go. Whatever you tell me to do, Lord, I will do, Lord. Whatever you tell me not to do, I won't do. I will connect with whoever you want me to connect with. I will disconnect with from whoever you want me to disconnect from. Lord, this is all about me, all about you. This is not about me. I am in this position to do your work. I do not want to leave you, because I know that you will lead me and guide me in all truth. I have tried to lead myself before. I have tried to get with my friends and ask them which direction I should go, but I have messed up every time, and I am asking you to lead me, Lord. If you have someone to pour into my life, if you have someone to mentor me, if you have someone that you have placed in my life, Lord, I embrace them to the fullest, but I am not doing it until I know that it is who you have for me, God. I am blessed to have your word that I can read and your word that is within me. I am blessed to have your Holy Spirit that will lead me and guide me. And God, I thank you for that. I am not going to leave you, because I know that I am doing the work that you have for me to do. You have placed me in this position, and even though it's unknown to me, God, I know that you have placed me here. I know I cannot do it without you, so I need you to be my guide. I know that I cannot fulfill it without you, so I need you to be my guide. I cannot do this by myself. I will mess it up every time. And so, God, I need you in my life. God has placed us in this position for a reason. He says, because in someone else's field, you might be harmed. Was the fact that the other people's field, it was dangerous, it just wasn't the place that she was supposed to be. And so it may not be the fact that someone else's field, someone else's ministry, someone else's job, someone else's church is bad. It's just not the place for you to be. And so you have to stay in the position that God has you in. You can't keep flocking from place to place to place to place to place. If God has positioned you, stay in position. A lot of us aren't getting what we need because we're out of position. We're too busy running back and forth in between our field and someone else's field. But God is saying to us, I am here. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so what we have to do is we have to trust him with all of our heart. In Philippians 1, it says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. I told you, it is only us that can remove ourselves from the position that God has us in. You can try to blame whoever you want to blame, but you make the ultimate decision on if you are going to stay in the place that God has you in. Sometimes we want to see the manifestation of everything like this, and it's not going to work like that. You have to go through the process. I was talking to someone yesterday, and I told them, sometimes God will place you somewhere, and it just seems like that's not the right place for you to be. The example that I gave was, say if there's a woman minister, and the Lord transfers that woman to a church where they don't allow women to speak. Just because they don't allow women to speak doesn't mean that that's not the place that God has for you. If that's where God told you to go, then you need to go. But so many times we want to be in control and we want to understand everything. But what we need to understand is that God is leading us. We are to follow him. He's not following us. And so wherever he positions you, you need to stay there. And so let's look at verse 23. It says, so Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished. And she lived with her mother-in-law. So Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished. And when we first started with chapter 1, the end of chapter 1, it says that when they arrived in Bethlehem, it was the beginning of barley harvest. Now, the barley wasn't really the good stuff. It was kind of like not the beginning part. You know, there was more to come. There still had to be the wheat and the fruit harvest that had to come. But since she stayed in the position that God had her in, she stayed in the position where she was supposed to be, she made it not only through the barley harvest, but she also made it through the wheat harvest. God will prepare you. He will provide you with what you need. Don't look at what you have now, because God is saying, I have what you need if you will just stay in position. Do not quit before your time is up. Don't quit in the barley season, because we still have the wheat and we still have the fruit. Saying, I have placed you in this position. I have placed you here, and I have provided you with the barley harvest. Don't give up on the barley, because it does not look like the fruit. You still have the harvest to go before you get to the fruit. Now, she has made it through the barley and through the wheat harvest. God is saying, I have continued to provide for you. I have continued to protect you. I have continued to give you what you need. But I need you to hold on just a little while longer, because we still have the fruit harvest to go. And what he is saying is, I have my hand on you. There is nothing that anybody can do to take away what I have given you. I have given this to you. I have placed this in your body. This is what I have for you, and no one else is going to be able to remove it. They may try to attempt to harm you, but it will not go through. Do not quit before your time is up, because I have great friends for your life. I have great people around you to pour into you, to give you what you need. Do not give up before your time is up. Stay in the position that I have you in, because I have a great work for you to do. But I need you to receive all that I have for you to receive in this season before I send you out and do the great work that I have for you to do. God says, please don't give up before your time is up. He says, I have chosen you for such a time as this. I have chosen you to do the work that I have called for you to do. And there is no one, I mean no one, that is able to hold you, that will try to your Christmas when your time is up. They will talk about you. Don't quit before your time is up. They will lie on you. Do not quit before your time is up. God says they will not like you. Do not quit before your time is up. God says that they will gang up against you. Don't quit before your time is up. He says that I have prepared your people that will support you. I have prepared your people, and they will support you in all that you do. They will continue to pray for you. When you think you are by yourself, you are not. I have people praying for you. You will think you are alone. Do not worry about those people that left you. I have other people praying for you, because you have a work to do. I have prepared people to do the work just for you. And so don't quit before your time is up. Don't quit before the fruit harvest. You have made it for the barley. And you know, people tend to talk about you when you're in the barley. when you get in the barley harvest and it seems like you're not really getting anything and you're not really doing anything, people tend to talk about you. They tend to laugh at you. Look at them. We got all of this. But don't let it trick you. Don't let it distract you. Because we have made it through the barley harvest. And we have made it through the wheat harvest. All we got to go is the fruit harvest. And God is saying, don't quit before your time is up. I know this is an unknown place for you. But because I am with you, you will make it through. Because I have positioned you, you will make it through. Just stay in the position that I have for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for allowing us, Lord, to be your chosen vessels, God. I thank you for your wisdom, God. I thank you that you continue to choose us, Lord, even when we don't get it right. You continue to correct us, God. You continue to help us to be a blessing to other people, Lord. You send those other people to us, Lord, to be a blessing to us, God. And we just thank you for all that you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for the positions that you have placed us in, Lord. And even though it has been unknown, Lord, it has even at times been frustrating and lonely, God. It has sometimes even for some people been depressing, God. But we just thank you for choosing us to be in this position, God. Thank you for choosing us to do your work, Lord. We know that we cannot do it without you, God. And I just pray, God, that we continue to stay focused on you, God. Continue to allow you to lead us and guide us in all that we do, God. We thank you, God, that you continue to show up, Lord, when we feel like we are alone, God. We thank you for your word that says, I will never leave you or nor forsake you, God. I pray that you give us wisdom to trust in you with all of our heart, God, and lean not on our own understanding, but that we acknowledge you in everything that we do, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we are a blessing to everyone we come across today, God. I pray, God, that we will begin to speak life to ourselves and to others, God. I pray, God, that our very presence will be able to bless others, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will be seen in everything that we say and do, God. I pray, God, that any distraction, Lord, that is in our life, any distraction, God, I pray, I find that thing in the name of Jesus, God, that it be removed, God, from our lives, Lord, and that, Lord, it be replaced with you, Lord, that we not let in this world outweigh your presence in our lives, outweigh your power in our lives, Lord, but that we can embrace the totality of you, God, and allow you to direct our lives, Lord, allow you to lead us and guide us every which way we go, Lord. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that what you have for us to do today, Lord, will be done, Lord. I bind any fear in the name of Jesus, Lord. I will boldness in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you will just continue to be with us, Lord. Continue to lead us. Help us to be able to encourage each other, oh God. Father, we need you, we love you, God. We thank you, we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.